I guess before we go too far down this road, I want to ask you guys very quickly. Zip around. Bop around. Chewy, Gabe, Joshy. Will the Packers be active in free agency this year, Chew?
There might be one splash. And you know what? After our last conversation, they have a lot of guys that are just guys, right? Runyon, Rudy Ford, Keyshawn Nixon, the gymnast.
The last three guys you listed are also all free agents.
And the gymnast, I believe, is Jonathan Owens.
That's correct.
And
yeah,
wow.
wife is the one that's the gymnast.
But they can't let them all go.
That's what Gabe's been saying. Like,
yeah.
But you already have holes.
But they can from the standpoint defensively, Jen, because they're learning a new system. Right? So if you feel you can upgrade from Ford, Keyshawn, Owens, now is the time to do it because everyone has to start fresh and learn a whole new system. If they weren't, then there's familiarity with the system and someone new has to come in. Because I was thinking, they cannot let Josh and Ryan go. Or Runyon. Can they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Bakhtiari.
Yeah, I mean, Bakhtiari is...
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, everybody assumes that Bakhtiari is gone because of, well, the track record and, of course, the money that you would get back from releasing him.
Mm-hmm. But let's just say that they let them all go. They let Runyon go and Josh go, and they draft the guy in the fourth, fifth, and sixth round, and they all suck. Dude, you're in trouble. If you hit injuries, your season is in jeopardy.
Yeah, but they already think that Josh stinks.
I don't think they think he stinks, Gabe. I think they think he's lazy.
I think I'd rather have somebody who stinks.
I appreciate the quick spin around on that one, Chew. That was...
That didn't answer the question?
We were talking about free agency. But yes, thank you very much. No, it's good information, honestly. Gabe, will they be active in free agency, yes or no?
Okay. Define active. Like, they're actually going to get someone? Because
Don't you do it.
You know what Goody likes to do more than anything?
He
likes to get in on guys.
In on.
So you know the Packers' name is going to be floated around. You know Goody's having those conversations.
So active means actually acquiring someone.
Yeah, they will acquire. I think so.
One splash.
Yeah, which is really all they can afford, really, is one splash or a couple of mid-level guys, you know, that add up to that one splash. But I think you are going to see the Packers. It's not going to be the, oh, look at these four guys we brought in, you know, back in 2019 when they went out and got the Smith brothers and got Adrian Amos and Billy Turner. But I think you're going to see the biggest free agent signings since those guys.
I love that it's okay to call them the Smith brothers, but when I tried to get the Allentine brothers going, you guys mocked me relentlessly. Joshy?
Because Allentine is not their last name.
Although Chewy was on board with me. Chewy was on board
That's
with the Allentine
ally you
and
want?
The Valentine. Okay, I'll take anybody at this point. Okay? It's very lonely over here. Joshy, active in free agency, acquiring a free agent, yes or no?
Let me follow the prompt correctly here and do it quickly. Yes, they do acquire people in free agency. It is nothing as exciting as the names we've been talking about, though.
Suck up.
It's not a suck up.
Sucking up to you.
No.
We started the answer?
Well, because I asked you guys to do it quickly, and we're now 7 minutes into the segment.
Brown
I don't know what
noser.
You want from me. I wanted to get to this article that Matt Schneidman put out about big swings. What big swings could GM Brian Gutekunst take, and some of the names that we have been mentioning all week long with regards to the safety position, with regards to the linebacker position, with regards to the running back position, are on this list. So, let me rattle them off for you, and you guys tell me, again, can we do this quickly? Are we capable of this?
No.
Do I need to say Simon Says in order to get you guys to follow the prompt?
Look, this is on you. We've been doing this thing for 3.5 years. You're expecting to get something done quickly. That's on you.
Not gonna
expectations
happen.
Have been set over the last 3.5 years.
And I'm
years.
Not changing the expectation. I believe you can do it. I'm not giving up on y'all like Packers are giving up on Josh. Xavier McKinney is the first one. Do you think the Packers take a big swing and go out and get the big fish safety free agent in Xavier McKinney?
If it's $13 million.
I think he's going to end up in a bidding war and the Packers bow out.
Yes.
I'm with Gabe.
Okay, so then the next one on the list is...
But they're going to be in the mix.
They're going to be in... What did we say?
In the mix.
No, in it. In... in the mix? No, I thought we said something else. Jordan Fuller. He's the other safety name that you're seeing a lot of people mention.
I'm a yes.
I think a yes. If they don't get Xavier McKinney, I think yes on Fuller. I am convinced that they are going to get a free agent safety.
It's going to be Quandre Diggs.
You think?
all the other ones are going to be gone, and they're going to have to take a flyer on the older safety.
I don't love that. I don't love going to the buffet and the barbecue chicken being gone and the filet being gone and the lemon chicken being gone. So you're like, eh, it's fine. Let's have a hamburger. I don't love that.
What about
can't
Adam.
Even get cheese for the cheeseburger.
What about Adams from Seattle if he's cheap?
Can't cover.
Yeah, no. Again, they just released both safeties. I'd rather take Diggs out of Seattle than Adams at this point.
Anybody from the Bills that they released? Anybody there get you excited?
I mean, Poyer's getting up there in age. I mean, White.
Got a little Rodgers to him.
Yeah, White at corner's interesting. I mean, I don't even know if they have a roster. Do they have a team anymore?
Know. They got linebacker issues. I think they may go with a running linebacker.
Packers?
In the first round.
We're talking free agency, bud. Run.
What just happened?
Here we go. We follow the damn prompt.
And in the last segment, we were talking about the first round. And you didn't, not a sniff of a linebacker mentioned. Not a sniff. In fact, you led me to believe that you thought they were going to go defensive line.
I don't know.
Good Lord.
It's going to be defense. How's that?
It's a new audience every segment, so he's got to try out different takes.
Basically, we're just tattling on him is what we're doing. Nobody that was listening now, who wasn't listening before, knew that he was talking out of both sides of his mouth. It's just us that are letting everybody know. Julian Blackman, also on the list of free agent safeties that Matt Schneidman mentions as a big swing for Brian Gutekunst and company. I like Blackman. I actually don't mind any of these guys.
Yeah.
I don't mind McKinney. I don't mind Blackman. I don't mind Fuller.
I think what's working in the Packers' advantage is we saw the safety market like completely tank. So now like there's just simply not enough money for the amount of guys that are available.
So they should be able to get a good
one. It could work in the Packers' advantage.
Like to me, Geno Stone kind of seems like right up the Packers' alley. Well, because he's a little bit cheaper. He's not, you know, as old as some of these other guys are. I mean, he's not as young as McKinney, but it would be very similar. You're picking up a safety. It's not going to cost as much. You still like his youth, his potential. Like, Geno Stone seems like the Packers type guy.
All right, let's say they do get a safety and free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other guy?
What do you mean?
Who's the other safety?
Oh, the other safety?
Yeah.
The other safety.
Typically, you'd like to have two, but I mean, I don't know how they feel about Johnson Jr.
Well, it's going to be gymnast, probably.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they keep Jonathan Owens around.
Who's a guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can't have
that's
everyone
the point, is that
stud.
At least a portion of this roster is going to be just a guy.
I think guy is nice for Jonathan Owen.
Just a guy is nice?
Yeah.
He's a step below that?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a rookie starting at the other one, depending on where they draft one. Like, there's enough guys in there that have the physical tools. Are they going to be able to pick up a defense and do it that well? I don't know. Maybe it's Rudy Ford to start, and then it moves around.
So you think there's a possibility of free agent and like a second-round pick starting at safety?
Totally.
Okay.
It might be tough. Might have some blown coverages.
Does it feel like that entire defensive back group is going to be new? I mean, other than Jair, who we believe is going to kind of hold down his side, could you see three new guys out there? Or do you think the other corner is pretty well set?
I think
it's all on Stokes.
Competition. Well, I'm not even factoring Stokes in.
He's out on Stokes.
I'm not factoring him in. Yeah.
As in not making the team?
Well, no, he'll be on the team,
not being
but
the other
I don't think he's
corner.
The other starting corner. I think he's a depth piece, and if he ends up playing well, like I feel at this point I can't count on him, Chu. I can't go, I'm gonna pencil him in for anything.
Does it change anything that his injuries aren't connected? Or aren't like the same nagging one? It seems to be totally different things affecting his play.
But now he has a hamstring.
Correct.
You know, like once you have that once, like, okay, could it come up and bite you again?
Join Christian Watson at UW-Madison.
Yeah, send him in the same bus over there to UW. So I think that right now their two best are obviously Jair and then Valentine. But Valentine's a seventh-round pick. I like him. I like his attitude. I like his competitiveness. But adding more competition at that spot, if he doesn't end up as the other starting corner, I would not be shocked if we end up with three new starters in that backfield. where he ends up being your third or fourth, you know, your nickel or your dime.
I don't think it's far-fetched.
No, not at all.
But are they acquiring it in the draft? Are we talking about? So we're talking about a rookie and a rookie and maybe a free agent and Jair.
Yes.
If you're not in nickel.
Yeah.
And if you are, you put Valentine out there.
Maybe. I mean, so there's the thing with Valentine. I think he's more of a boundary corner than somebody who's going to be playing inside.
Yeah.
I think at this point, Valentine has to lose his job. I think it's his.
So you think it's Jair and Valentine as your starting corner?
And then that nickel is either it's Keyshawn Nixon or someone they bring in.
Well, oddly enough, the one name that keeps coming up for that position is Savage, where he changes positions.
Play nickel?
Yeah. There have been a couple of times that's been floated out there, Chew, by a couple of different Packers beat reporters. He can't cover.
He can't even cover tight
end. Could you let him answer the
cover
question?
A zebra?
I know that he has shown not to be able to follow the bouncing ball, but I thought maybe he could just answer the question for us.
He can't cover a tight end. How's he going to cover a third receiver? And most teams have the third receiver is pretty damn good. I'm not sold on any of their nickels, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't think that they're sold on Keyshawn Nixon. And Keyshawn, despite having the most kick returns in the NFL last year, unless they change the kickoff rule, that position becomes less and less valuable.
Yes.
And you basically, that's the best part of him is the way he can return kicks.
So they let him go?
I think it's possible. Now, if something comes out of, maybe he sits out there and after the competition committee and the owners get together, and if they make a rule change at the end of the month, maybe teams get excited and try to go get Keyshawn Nixon because he has value. But I don't know if there's going to be a ton of interest in Keyshawn when free agency opens next week.
Shout out to a friend of ours on the YouTube channel, Sean, who said, per Adam Schefter, the Broncos are releasing former All-Pro safety Justin Simmons after 8 seasons in Denver, per league sources. Now, Simmons, I just looked it up, is 30 years old, which is significantly older than a lot of these other guys that we have mentioned as free agents who are in the 24-25 range.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather go with a younger guy than a 30-year-old, even though Simmons has a resume. You know, what did he say? How many times has he made the Pro Bowl?
He's a 2-time Pro Bowler, 4-team, 2-time All-Pro.
Does that get you excited at all?
No, I think they want to go young there.
I think what's probably messing him up is that so many people in the market right now are, and I'm not talking about a couple of years or a couple of months. I mean, there's a big difference between the tread on a 24-year-old safety and the tread on a 30-year-old safety.
But, I mean, there could be some good value for some of those guys that maybe are a little bit older. I mean, with all these safeties that are suddenly hitting the market, we had the conversation earlier this week about running backs and how that market's depressed, not just because teams don't want to pay them, but because of all the running backs out there. Simple supply and demand tells you that with all those safeties that are free agents, you might be able to find a good value with an older one potentially.
Who's the last offensive lineman they took high? You remember? First or second round?
First or second round? Well, Elton was a second round pick.
He was? Okay.
Yeah.
But that's been years.
Four?
Yeah. Four or five, something like that.
What made you think about that, bud?
Because I think they're going to go O-line.
And the what the?
Flip flopper.
How many positions in the last 15 minutes have you thought they were drafting in the first?
What is going on with
you today? Did Aaron Rodgers play 65% of his plays this year?
He certainly did not.
Famously only played 4.
I thought we had 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, okay. We have 25, 41, think we've got 58, 88, 91.
They could trade up.
They could.
They have 2 second-round picks.
Is that your trap door here? Is that your escape hatch that you're using here for telling us
D-line,
that they're going to take
O-line,
a...
D-line, O-line, and maybe
a safety. And linebacker.
And linebacker.
Don't forget about linebacker.
We're running out of draft picks here, big guy.
Good grief. All of a sudden, he's talking about offensive linemen. I go, what the hell? You're just talking about safeties, and now the Broncos released a safety. Are you in on the 30-year-old safety? Nothing. Offensive line. When's the last time? Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee has something bigger, better, and bolder coming the first week of May. Mark your calendars, guys. It's the long-awaited grand opening of their state-of-the-art sportsbook venue. It's a 2,000-square-foot video wall. It's luxury seating for more than 200 people. It's expanded food menus, and you guys are going to love this. There is also a broadcast booth where we will be doing radio shows and television shows going forward. The all-new Potawatomi Sportsbook venue is going to be a sports fan paradise. You know, Gabe over here is going to Vegas next week, and he's going to be seeing the sports books. He's going to be seeing all those big spots. This one right here is going to rival those Vegas sports book. That has always been the thing they have told us. You are going to be so impressed when you see what they have done with the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook. Mark your calendars for the grand opening. It is the first week of May when sports betting in Milwaukee becomes like nothing you have ever seen before. Bet big, bet bold at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Was just watching that Aaron Rodgers clip that was circulating about the fish route with Jordy Nelson. If you haven't seen it, it is very enjoyable. It is Rodgers talking football. You see his face light up. It is a vintage Rodgers. So if you haven't caught that yet, go ahead and take a look. Gabe, what do we got today for top 8 at 8?
Don't feel great about this, but it was somehow the easiest one I came up with after trying to come up with a couple of different lists with free agency starting next week. So I have a list of 8 things in front of me. Jen and Chew guess back and forth. Once they each get one incorrect, we open it up to you, the fan, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. I am looking for the last 8 Packers Pro Bowlers who were not Packers draft picks. Last 8 Packers Pro Bowlers who were not Packers draft picks.
This doesn't feel great. Packers Pro Bowlers who they didn't draft.
Correct.
So who they acquired via trade or via free agency. How many times do you think you can before he takes it as an answer?
I got a couple, but it's kind of far back.
How about Charles Woodson?
Charles Woodson, 4-time Pro Bowler with the Packers, is number 6 on the list.
Also, let's be specific here. They weren't drafted.
That's why I said trade or free agency.
Right,
is there another?
But think about what you can do typically around the draft that isn't technically the draft. UDFAs?
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Julius Peppers.
Julius Peppers, number 2 on the list, made the Pro Bowl in 2015.
I'm very nervous about how far back this is going to go. Number 6 was Charles Woodson.
Yep. He made the Pro Bowl in, 2011 made him number 6, but he also made the Pro Bowl in 10, 9, and 8.
Smith? Do I have to pick
me?
Smith? Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius Smith, number 1 on the list, made the Pro Bowl in 2020 and 2019.
Why are you laughing?
John Smith.
I just figured it was the most popular name.
Bruce.
Let's just go with
Bruce
that.
Smith. Emmett Smith.
I didn't know if Preston had made a Pro Bowl or not.
Okay. Receivers. No.
You are just really giving us a look deep inside of your process.
This might be a little I don't think it is, though. Amon Green.
So Amon Green would have been number 9 on the list, Chew. You're just outside. Just outside the top.
What
8
year was that, Gabe?
The last time Amon Green made the Pro Bowl.
205?
Give me a second. Yeah, right around there.
Okay. That's fine. Jen, you want to go with brown?
White. Reggie. No. Did not draft. Made the Pro Bowl.
This is a good list, Gabe.
Is it a good list?
Yes.
Tough list.
It's a tough list, and somehow the easiest list that I came up with my brain this morning.
Jeff Saturday.
Jeff Saturday made a Pro Bowl in 2012.
Now, I just want you to know, I'm looking at a list right now of Pro Bowlers. That's the list I'm looking at.
That's cheating.
That's
I'm not
that's 100% cheating.
No, that's cheating.
Pro Bowlers.
You are now officially cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating.
I'm looking at a list of Pro Bowlers.
You are now
that
officially
is not the list.
You are
time
officially
out.
Cheating.
Time out. Yeah, what is the is the category for this list?
Non-Packers draft picks.
So all you have to decipher is if they were drafted or not. That's cheating.
Exactly. That's not cheating.
It's 100% cheating.
We're going to the callers.
Open it up.
Wait, Chu, are you out? Oh, yeah. You guessed. Yeah.
He guessed Amon Green.
Amon Green.
What a
Let me just pull up the answer key.
It's not the answer key, though. It's a list of Pro Bowlers. Now, I have to decide if they were drafted by the Packers or if they were obtained in other ways, which I know Jeff Saturday was. You're going to the callers, aren't you?
Yeah. 800-990-3776.
That's good.
Jinx. I don't think that's cheating. I'm not looking at the list of the answers.
For somebody who's been accused of cheating on this program before,
yes.
I feel like I've made it very clear that there's a lot of gray area in the cheating space.
You seem willing
it's
to
not
bend
cheating.
The rule.
I'm looking at a list of Pro Bowlers.
That has all the answers on it.
I have to determine which ones were drafted by the Packers and which ones were.
Which, if you have the list in front of you, is pretty easy to figure out.
What do you mean easy to figure out?
I've got the list of Pro Bowlers. How do you think I did it this morning?
I just assumed you were looking at a list of Pro Bowlers that were not drafted by the Packers.
No. You're looking at the Wikipedia list? Is that what you're doing?
I am on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
800-990-3776. Let's go out to AC in Tosa. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete the top 8 at 8 list?
Can you give me the ones guessed already so far?
Za'Darius Smith, Julius Peppers are 1-2. Jeff Saturday is 5, being selected in 2012. Charles Woodson, 6. He went to the Pro Bowl in 2011, along with 3 other years. Joshy gave a pretty big hint earlier.
Take it.
Need an answer.
I wanted to say... All right, safety, I can't remember his name, sorry.
All right.
Redder?
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Steve in Kenosha. Steve, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Okay, I'm going to say Brett Favre.
Brett Favre goes too far back, so he was just outside the top 8. But, again, would have been a qualified answer since he was not drafted by the Packers. Favre, by the way, would have been 10 on the list.
Let's go out to John in Milwaukee. Yeah. John, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Man, this is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Ryan Grant?
Ryan Grant goes too far back as well.
800-990-3776. Mike and Franklin, you're up next. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I had some of the old timers, but I'm gonna go with Preston Smith.
Preston Smith has not made a Pro Bowl with the Packers, so that is an incorrect guess.
Oh, Nick in Oconomowoc, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Tremont Williams.
Tremont Williams made the Pro Bowl back in 2010. He's number 7 on the list.
Ooh, it's far back.
Good one.
And then this might be too far back, but Al Harris?
Al Harris is number 8 on the list.
Nice.
2008. So we just have number 3 and number 4 left on the list.
I don't know if I have anybody for this. I don't. Devondre Campbell?
Devondre Campbell. Oddly enough, first team All-Pro, but never a Pro Bowler with the Green Bay Packers.
Huh.
800-990-3776. Sam in Kenosha, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'm going to go with Sam Shields.
Sam Shields, undrafted free agent Sam Shields, made the Pro Bowl in 2014.
Was that the one you were talking about, Joshy?
Was Tremont the same?
So Tremont was... on the practice squad for the Texans before he came to the Packers, but he played his first NFL game with the Packers. We just have number 3 left on the lists.
So is that between Shields? Can you give me the
I'll give you the years here. So Za'Darius Smith is number 1, made the Pro Bowl in 2020-2019. Julius Peppers is number 2, made the Pro Bowl in 2015. Sam Shields is number four, made the Pro Bowl in 2014.
Oh, boy. I don't think I have a guess.
All right, just need one more.
800-990-3776, looking for a contestant to play and win. Top 8 at 8. Gabe, go ahead and tell us the category and reset the list while we wait for callers.
The last 8 non-Packers draft picks that made the Pro Bowl for the Packers. Darius Smith, number 1. Julius Peppers, number 2. Do not have number 3. Sam Shields is 4. Jeff Saturday, 5. Charles Woodson, 6. Tremont Williams, 7. Al Harris was number 8 all the way back in 2008. So you're looking for somebody between Peppers and Shields. Peppers went to the Pro Bowl in 15. Shields went in 14. So that's what we're looking for.
Maybe it's a principal thing. People not guessing this one. Oh, maybe it's a principal thing. It's a principal thing. Andy in Milwaukee, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'm going to take a stab. John Kuhn.
John Kuhn.
Like I said.
Kuhn is number 3. 2015, 14, and made the Pro Bowl in 2011. Began his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mason Crosby, was he a draft pick?
He was a draft pick.
And did he ever make the Pro Bowl? He was?
He was a draft pick. I do not believe he was ever a Pro Bowl.
I didn't see him on the list. That 2014 team had a boatload of guys.
Yeah, it was a really good team.
Folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 100% cheating by Steve Wilkham. Kevin takes it up a notch
that on the poll?
And says, it's 1,000% cheating.
Yeah.
But we got good content, so it's okay.
We could hit 100% on that poll.
If it was cheating? I don't have the list in front of me. I have a list. I'm
that has all the answers on it.
God. I'm not the God. I'm a God, okay?
Splitting a fine hair there.
Exactly,
Bill
but
Murray.
I do think it would get me off on the... I don't know what I was going to say. I lost it. I looked over. Gabe was making a face, and I lost it. Well, that was fun, Gabe. Good list. I thought you were going to do like safeties, like the depth of safeties or the history of safeties. Oh.
I tried to come up with like a free agent list. Like, okay, multi-year deals for the Green Bay Packers. Pat O'Donnell would have been number 1 on the list.
Wow. Because the most recent.
Yeah. Like if you did multi-year like free agents that the Packers had signed. Even if I upped it to like 3 years, somebody, Brett Goode would have been number
Goodster.
8 on the list.
Ooh, love Brett.
Like just impossible to just like have 8 free agents that the Packers like have significantly signed. It was tough coming up with this
folks
morning.
Weighing in on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. Nick saying, I think your feed is glitching. I got in the car and dropped 1 kid off, dropped 2 kids off, then got gas. Every time I got back in the car, Chewy had stayed in a different position. He thinks the Packers are drafting with their first round pick.
This is the best of.
We've just compiled a boatload of shows.
Yeah, best of Chewy's brain. That's what we're doing right now. Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza, and it's easy to see why they're so good at what they do. They've been doing this in Wisconsin for 60 years. So they are synonymous when it comes to fantastic frozen pizza, no matter the brand you're looking for, no matter the style of pizza you're looking for. If you're looking for something with a little more artisan crust, check out Urban Pie. Something with a great thinner crust, classic, Connie's. Maybe you're looking for something that has a stuffed crust. Well, Screamin' Sicilian has an I'm Stuffed Crust Pizza all available to you. Whatever you're looking for in your pizza, Palermo's has a slice that is going to satisfy your appetite. So make sure you find Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be good, too.
Yeah, well, no, cold shrinkage gets involved. Good. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I have told you guys about the best purchase that I have made recently, and that is our infrared sauna. Sits in our basement, doesn't bother anybody, takes about 25 cents a day from an electricity standpoint, but has given me a fantastic, better sleep, better skin, better recovery. Pretty much across the board, I feel better having my infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas. And if you guys are in the market for a sauna. Maybe you're just interested in better wellness and longevity. A sauna is a great option. So go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com. That's goodhealthsaunas.com. There you can see a lot of the different infrared saunas that they offer. Maybe personalize it for you. It is a local company. They're based out of Appleton and Waukesha. And I'm telling you, if this is a space that you've been thinking about, now's the time to make it happen. Goodhealthsaunas.com, goodhealthsaunas.com. I love a road trip. I love stopping at the gas station, filling up on my snackies. I've got very specific snackies that I get when I go on a road trip. I am a Corn Nuts Ranch Corn Nuts gal all the way. I love...
Nobody wants to be in the car with you then.
Beef jerky. That's exactly what my husband says. Oh, please don't get the Corn Nuts.
Beef jerky's stinky too.
It is. I got a line on some really good jerky, guys. It's jalapeno.
You got a good dealer? You got a good jerky dealer?
Yeah. He opens up his trench coat. He's got them all just stacked there, hanging by little clips. It's a jalapeno cheddar pork bite. Oh, it's very good. I got Chase turned on them.
But the fact that you don't floss, Jen, is very concerning.
I do floss. I have flossers.
What, now?
Well, yeah, after my dentist told me that I had to, because one point they found a steak back there.
A full one?
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, oh, ribeye last night? Yeah, how'd you know? It's still back there. No wonder I was still hungry. It never hit the stomach. So yesterday on Unsportsmanlike, they were talking about road tripping. Apparently, Hembo is going on a road trip, and they were talking about who were the best road trip passengers. And wouldn't you know it? Evan Cohen, our buddy, our pal, host of Unsportsmanlike with Chris Canty and Michelle Smallman, picked me. Take a listen.
So when you're on a road trip, you want to have fun. You want to laugh. You don't want it to be too serious. And so my first pick is somebody that I think I have a similar sense of humor. We get along very well. I am going to take from College Game Day, Jen Latta.
Oh, Jen's a great pick.
ESPN Milwaukee
as
well.
She's on my big board.
That Jen and I, well, how do I say this nicely? Make fun of the same people that we know.
I'm right here,
Evan. To their face. Yeah. Oh, I didn't say you weren't one of them, and you've been a part of it. So I'm going Jen with my first pick here.
Now, he had a choice of all the people at ESPN.
He has no idea about the Corn Nuts, though. I feel the Corn Nuts drops you down the big board.
Well, I... didn't tell him about the Corn Nuts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's hiding. That's trying to hide something at the combine. Then it comes out after you get drafted. And you go, oh man, I made a terrible mistake.
Maybe he likes Corn Nuts.
Can't imagine.
Can we text him and ask?
The only people who like him. Corn Nuts are when they're eating them. Everyone else hates them.
But maybe he's another person that likes Corn Nuts. First of all, I was very surprised. He had a lot of other people he could have picked to go on a road trip with. But I actually am a very good road tripper. I got a good playlist. I can make good conversation, talk about just about anything. Not with any level of expertise, just, you know, a willingness to talk about it. And I feel like that's the criteria, Chew, for a good road trip partner.
I would agree. I mean, if I was to pick from our station, do you guys have a list? I've got
a list. Yeah, I want to know.
My number one would be Kyle.
Yep.
Really? Kyle. Mm-hmm. Kyle would not be my number one.
Kyle prepared. Kyle doesn't talk too much. Kyle knows when to keep it quiet. Kyle would just be very respectful of the car. He would be a great shotgun guy. My number two, Ashton. Out of anyone in the station, he would be the one most likely to cry if I ever got pulled over to the cop.
Okay, I was not prepared for that.
Am I right?
This is not making more sense. Why he's higher
up on your
big
board. A ticket.
No, I put him on my list because he's definitely going to bring homemade snacks. Right?
No.
Yes.
What makes you think he's going to do that?
That's
well, he didn't do
one
it for
criteria?
Us.
Yeah.
But he would do it for me.
No.
Yes.
No, he would not.
I think he would.
No, he has long shown that he doesn't care about this show.
Snickerdoodles.
He's moved on from this show. We tried to get a sandwich on his food truck. He decided, no, I mean, I can't believe you would have Benedict Ashton on top of your list.
Not a top. Just on the list. He's not a top of the list.
Well, who's on top of your list?
Atop my list is Tausch. I think Tausch would be a fantastic road trip
Tausch
partner.
Tausch would be okay.
He would be
big problem.
What do you mean big problem?
Big problem. He forward motion syndrome. If you have to pee, he's not stopping.
Fine by me.
He's made his children cry.
Fine by
cry,
me. I am a believer in efficiency. I will power through that bad boy just like Tausch. We
you
perfect
sprinted
partners.
To the bathroom the other day because you couldn't hold it for 2 minutes.
Yes, the keyword was sprinted. I sprinted.
But I'm just saying, like, if you went, oh, the segment started, you couldn't power through for 2 minutes. No. You're going to power through for 2 hours?
First of all, you've known me for at least 4 years now. I definitely could pee in a cup if I needed to, Gabe. So that's not going to be a problem.
I don't think that makes you a good road trip partner if
I'm just saying, if Tausch's thing is that we have to keep moving, I would be able to do so. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Chu.
I guarantee our list would be the exact same on who not to choose.
Well,
we all know who the number one pick there is. Or the number one. Or,
hold on. Let's whisper it just in case we're not in the same.
Homer or Brust? No. No way in hell.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Am I right?
No. So I'm telling you this. Chewy, for the things that you described, Homer would be... I mean, if you don't want any talking, Homer's just going to sleep the entire time.
But does he snore?
No, he does not.
What?
As somebody who... did a show with Homer, and every Friday we had to go to Madison. So I would drive us to Madison every Friday when we were doing the afternoon show. We had to do that from the Edgewater in Madison. He would just snooze. Homer's just snoozing. You've got control over the radio. You can do pretty much whatever you want. It is going to take some sort of major weather event to wake that man up.
Yeah, but he's probably a narcolept, and he'd fall asleep while driving.
You don't put him behind the wheel. You got to drive the entire time.
And is Benny obvious? Because he's Benny?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got him number one.
Yeah, he's the least person you want to go on a road trip with.
A lack of self-awareness, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Your ability to read a situation and when you need quiet and when when you need a pump-up song because you're starting to get a little deep into the road trip and the lines on the road are starting to hypnotize you a little bit.
Ben's going to be hurt by that. He's a road trip guy.
Is he?
Really?
I think he...
See, I would throw Jason on the list, but Jason would be the one going, don't you think you're going a little too fast?
Jason has a lot of experience road tripping, back and forth, Green Bay to Milwaukee all the time for the girls' activities. I've got Brad Nortman as number three on my list. So my list goes Tausch, Ashton, Brad Nortman. Are we even allowed to pick Ashton? Does he count? I guess it could have gone any number of
ways. Yeah, I think you're going to have Ashton on the list.
Okay, that's my list.
See, my
Tausch,
three would be,
Ashton, Brad Nortman.
My three would be Kyle, Ashton, and then Greg Mastic. Very responsible.
Yes. Now, would he be offended that you can't pronounce his last name? Probably not.
He hasn't been in all these years.
I will say this. I should also include this slight detail. Michelle Smallman is one of my very good friends. her and I have done, these types of things together. I didn't include anyone from Unsportsmanlike, although she would probably be number one if we were to include the folks at ESPN who are also a part of the ESPN Milwaukee lineup.
Because you already know. You already know. There are zero questions to be answered because you've already done that.
Yes, correct. All right.
Amongst us, who's the best road trip person? If we're going to pick someone here, amongst four of us, I guess, who are you picking Gabe to go on a road trip with?
What's up, buddy?
Well, that's Gabe. Because Chewy thinks Gabe's going to do all the driving.
Exactly.
I would.
Exactly.
I would be a miserable passenger. If I'm in a car, I want to be driving.
Are you one of those, white knuckle gripping the side type of things?
Not necessarily, but I just don't feel as comfortable.
See, Joshy would be great for his laugh. When you're at hour 12.
Well,
and you
I
need
think
a laugh.
We have to be very specific of how long this road trip is. There's going to be a point where any little habit or tick of a person is going to start to wear on
your negative is probably like all women's negative. You don't throw anything away in the car. There's water bottles, there's wrappers.
Chewy likes to keep a clean vehicle.
And sandwiches.
That's probably true, yes. But there'd be a garbage bag and it would have the empty Pringles can and it would have the empty Celsius can. It would have, at least I would keep it all in the garbage can. James weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying Tausch also runs his tank all the way to empty, refusing to fill up on gas. He's a perfect match for Jen.
You guys can push the car together.
800-990-3776. Who at ESPN Milwaukee would be the best road trip partner, taking all of these things we have thrown out there into consideration? I think music has got to play a big part in it. Music or podcasts. I mean, you have to be in alignment on what you're listening to.
I'm telling you right now, the fact that we haven't mentioned Joshy, Joshy would be a great road trip partner.
Yeah, the laugh alone.
Not just the laugh, but he's got a very, I would say, eclectic music taste. I think he can read the situation of what it kind of needs. I think Josh riding shotgun is the ultimate you know, navigator that you're looking for. He's gonna pump you up when you need to pump it up. He's gonna be able to read you and leave you alone.
The playlist I would have as we're approaching, say, ESPN LA here in that last hour, we'd be riding high.
Oh, that's right, because they said they were going from ESPN New York to ESPN LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you play Ocean Avenue when we got to...
No, I'm not corny. I have good taste.
All right, a lot of
Grateful Dead.
800-990-3776. Let us know who you think would be the best road trip partner here on ESPN Milwaukee after Evan Cohen picked me of all the people at Big ESPN to take a road trip with, Gabe.
Evan would be the worst. No, he would be the worst because he wouldn't shut up. Am I right?
Way to tuck that in there, buddy. Like, we were home free, man. But Gabe was literally about to put his foot on the home plate.
I know. I just
this is the guy that gets nervous anytime one of the bosses, one of the 5, 6, 7 bosses we have here, calls him. So then, what does Chewy decide to do? Take one of those bosses and throw him under the bus.
Because all he does he just wants to pick fights. That's all he wants to do.
And you don't.
All right, read your read.
Ewald makes it easy. It's a promise they made back in 1964 and continues to grow now 60 years later, making car buying easy for families across southeast Wisconsin. Celebrate Ewald's 60th anniversary with special savings on over 1,300 vehicles. That's right, 1,300 vehicles. Shop the easy way with the lowest prices guaranteed. Plus, with Ewald, you're backed by their exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. So hurry into Ewald's 60th anniversary sale by going to EwaldAuto.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywagon say you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It is an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity. Can I just tell you, when I've had dinner at Aria, if you sit by the windows and you do it during sunset, the sky changes these beautiful colors. You can see the lights from the theater district, and of course, the food is fantastic. Come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make your reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com. We've had such a good show, Josh, you wanted to get out early. He's like, get me out of here, mister. What did we put on the polls today? Anything good? Probably not.
Let's see,
it was
we got
offensive
here.
Defensive line.
All yeah. right, given these That's two what options, got. What position would you prefer the Green Bay Packers with the 25th pick? Oh my gosh, it's 50-50. 50-50 offensive line, 50-50 defensive line. Chewy, we're voting, it'd be 25% linebacker, 25% offensive line, 25% defense, and 25% safety. Did I nail that, buddy?
You got it.
Or you got another one you'll want to lob up in there.
Tomorrow.
What about quarterback?
Hey, I don't want to give you all my good stuff. Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll be in Tausch's next on ESPN Milwaukee.